Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4, Habakkuk perk bet pasuk dalet. Hine upala, lo yashara nafshobo, veit tzaddik beemunato yihye. Behold the one who is proud, his soul is not upright within him, but the righteous one shall live by his faith in God. And now for the Hebrew walkthrough. Hine, behold, upala, a puffed up one, or a presumptuous one, or one who is proud. Lo yashara, not upright is, nafshobo, his soul within him. Veit tzaddik, but the righteous one, be'emunato, by his faith in God, yihye, he will live, or he will find life. Hine upala, lo yashara nafshobo, veit tzaddik be'emunato yihye. Behold the one who is proud, his soul is not upright within him, but the righteous one shall live by his faith in God. This is John Parsons with Hebrew for Christians, and while many commentators of the Torah will tell you that there are 613 commandments, Taryag Mitzvot, in the Torah, there has never been a definitive list of these. However, the sages over the centuries have tried to distill the essence of what the Torah really asks of us. And regardless of the exact count, then, the Talmud followed the Apostle Paul by understanding all of Torah's commandments to be derived from the Ten Commandments given at Sinai, the most basic of which is the very first commandment, namely, Anochi Adonai Elohecha, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. Now that foundational commandment was later restated by the prophet Habakkuk as Vetzadik be'emunato yihye, the righteous person will live by faith in God. And that is mentioned by Paul in Galatians 3 verse 11 and also in Romans 1:17 and also in the book of Hebrews chapter 10 verse 38. In other words, all the commandments of God come down to your sacred duty to receive the truth of God's love, Anochi Adonai Elohecha. Another way to say this is that the ultimate commandment of God is faith, to trust in Him. When God says, I am the Lord your God, that is meant for your heart of faith to receive. And from that place of faith, you then enter into relationship with God. And relationship with God, communion with God, is the first and the last great commandment that we have. Indeed, the word mitzvah or commandment comes from tzva, which means connection. And the commandments of God are meant to tie us to Him, to connect us with Him, to help us cling to Him. And that is what is meant by eternal life, communion with God, everlasting life in Him. So may you find life by trusting in the Lord and in His promise for you. Shalom, shalom, friends.